What evidence is there for this? Well, there's one very clear example where a sensation generated by myself feels very different than that generated by another person. And so we decided the most obvious place to start was with tickling. It's been known for a long time you can't tickle yourself as well as other people can. But it hasn't really been shown it's because you have a neural simulator, simulating your own body and subtracting off that sense. So we can bring the experiments of the 21st century by applying robotic technology to this problem. And effectively what we have is something called a stick in one hand attached to a robot, and they're going to move that back and forward. And then we're going to track that with a computer and use it to control another robot, which is going to tickle their palm with another stick. And then we're going to ask them to rate a bunch of things, including ticklishness. And I'll show you just one part of our study. And here I've taken away the robots, but basically people move with their right arm sinusoidally back and forward. And we replay that to the other hand with a time delay. Either no time delay, in which case it's like you're just tickling your palm, or with a time delay of a tenth, two-tenths, or three-tenths of a second. So the important point here is the right hand always does the same thing, sinusoidal movement. The left hand always gets the same input, sinusoidal tickle. All we're playing with is a temporal causality. And as we go from 0 to 0.1 second, it becomes more ticklish. As we go from 0.1 to 0.2, it becomes more ticklish again. And by 0.2 of a second, it's equivalently ticklish to if the robot just tickled you without you doing anything. So whoever is responsible for this cancellation is extremely tightly coupled to temporal causality. And based on this and other studies, we really convinced ourselves in the field that the brain is making precise predictions and subtracting them off from the sensations.